Right now, I'm speaking with Audrey, who will be one of the newest members of the 100K Club here at Dropship Lifestyle, which, as you know, if you're part of the group, is for Dropship Lifestyle members that have crossed $100,000 in sales. And Audrey, just want to say congratulations on hitting that goal. Definitely something to be proud of. One question I've been asking everybody that is part of this group is, when you first got started with this current store you run, do you remember what you were doing at that point? Did you have any other online businesses or any other e-commerce experience?
I did not. Well, no, I mean, I have online experience, but I didn't have another e-commerce business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you remember from then when you maybe first got started with even the process of saying, okay, I'm going to do this, to when you got your first store live and then eventually got that first sale, how long that that process took?
Yeah, I started in May. Well, May is when I purchased your program, and I had actually gotten laid off my job, and I knew it was coming for quite some time. It was a selling of multiple companies that I managed, and my dad was, he was dying. And so I went up to take care of him in Alaska. And during the time of being his caregiver, I was building my store. And then after his passing, I launched the store in October.
Wow. Well, I'm very sorry to hear about your father's passing. Yeah, something I, always sad to hear, but I don't know what to say. Always that hits me, but happy you were able to spend some time at least with him and be able to, you know, also work on this simultaneously. I'm sure there was a lot going on that would delay the process or make your focus elsewhere, I'm sure. But I guess you were able to use that time at least while you were currently laid off and put the time into building the business. And from there, now that was in 2022.
Yes, that was, 2022. And honestly, I mean, I know it's a sad thing, but I come from a family of all business owners, and my dad was actually, you know, delighted to hear that I finally made the leap of choosing a business, and he loved listening to, you know, me talking about it. So it's a positive.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's, I love that. So since then, it's been, I guess, a couple of years, right? About 2 years, maybe a little less. And I'm curious, like, over, you know, that course of the 2 years or so, less. But as you've been running the store, has there been any inflection points maybe, or any big things that you've maybe done differently or tried that you found helpful to the business that you think might benefit anybody else in this group?
Well, I did get a coaching program that helped me with Google Ads. I really am focused on getting better at Google Ads. So I think that has helped me a bit. I think really just being consistent. I mean, I've been in the world of managing small businesses for, you know, over 20 years. And the biggest thing that I see with most of the businesses that I've managed is they're so inconsistent. Mm-hmm. And for me, I just committed to, like, no matter what, I'm going to have an email out every single week to my clients and our customers. And so I think it's just really being consistent.
Yeah, no, 100%. Even like, for anybody that's, you know, getting started or struggling with it, like, I always try to tell people in the beginning, you don't need to do a million things at once, but just do something. And even if you put in, you know, 15, 30 minutes a day, even though it's not the most time in the world, like, it will build momentum. And hopefully it gives you enough to get excited about to put in even more time and get the ball rolling and keep things moving the right direction. Because the only way you're going to get to that end goal is if you're actually taking those actions. And like you said, at a consistent level. And I'm curious now, with your store, like, where you're currently at, is there anything that maybe you have as a goal for 2024, or any initiatives or different projects, whether that be more suppliers or different traffic channels or anything you're currently focused on?
Yeah, so my kind of biggest goal right now is to increase products. And I'm in a super, super niche industry. There's not a lot of products offered in this industry, and I knew that would be the biggest challenge in choosing this niche. So I'm really trying to get creative is how I can bring in other things that I don't start looking to like a general store, as you say. I just added 15 new products last month. So I'm happy about that, but I really want to get to 300 products and I'm over halfway there, but I think that will be what helps me the most. My second goal is really profitability. I know, offering free shipping is great, but when I looked at my main supplier that I sold the most of last year and I saw what I paid in shipping charges and compared it to my profitability, I was like, oh, this is nuts. So I am trying to find the balance. I did negotiate a higher percentage with the supplier. So I'm trying to kind of figure out the balance on that. Do I offer free shipping or do I, charge a little bit or how to make myself just a more profitable business.
Right. Yeah, no, I love the fact that you already started the process of negotiating those discounts. But then also, something that I do recommend based on, let's say you already did that, like you said, you negotiated those discounts and they kind of are where they are. One thing that I would always recommend is as you have data coming in, like you obviously do, but from running this business, really just adjusting where you're going to put your advertising dollars accordingly and not really having it go to products that best case scenario, you need to have some type of crazy return on ad spend to get them to be profitable. So that's definitely something, maybe like reshifting your ad dollars. But then also I think adding more products is massive because as sometimes we find that there'll be 20% of our products, sometimes 10% of our products that bring in almost all of our sales. And if you could double the amount of products on your store, there's just a lot more opportunity to have those ones that stand out, maybe even at better margins. So I think that's definitely a great move to be focused on right now.
What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here again, just hopping on to say I hope you got value and at the very least some motivation to build your own high-ticket dropshipping store with Dropship Lifestyle. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, and please do leave a review. It means a lot, and I read them all. Also, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle who has done over 100K in sales, you are eligible to join our 100K Club for free. All you need to do is send an email to support@dropshiplifestyle.com, and my team will let you know what to do. I'll post that information in this podcast description. And if for some reason you're listening and you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, I would definitely encourage you to register for a brand new free training that I am hosting at dropshipwebinar.com. Link for that will be in the description as well. And if you do want to use Shopify and get a very special deal for Dropship Lifestyle subscribers, I will also post a link to that in the description. So check that out. Thank you. I appreciate you. Stay motivated, keep working, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.